WMFO Medford, 10:14 in the morning. I'm Mike. All right, after a little impromptu set because somebody was late, but that's okay. I'm not even going to turn their mics up yet because I, you know. All right, so I played a couple things. I played some local music from Little Billy Lost, who we love. That was Whiskey Point. Then Gary Clark Jr. from his 2019 record called This Land that was Low Down Rolling Stone. The Nashville Teens from 2008. There was a collection called The Best of Nashville Teens. Find My Way Back Home. Yeah, yeah. That's my favorite lyric in there. It's very deep. And Pete Townsend, who a lot of times will reinterpret The Who. That was one of those times he did that in 2018. There was a reissue of the record called Who Came First. That was Pure and Easy. All right. Stupidity is in the house. I'm going to play the title track from their latest record called Waking Up the Band. Then we'll come back and we're going to wake them up and talk to them. How's that sound? I think it sounds good. All right. Title track from Waking Up the Band. This is Stupidity. WMFO. It's WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike, 10:17 in the morning. Just turned 10:18. That's how it works. That was the title track from Stupidity, who traveled all the way from Stockholm, Sweden, the rock and roll capital of the world, to be here. It's been too long since you guys have here. We're here. I want to give you, let's give them a round of applause, because we love these guys to death. These are the best. These are the best. All right, so let me
thank you.
Let me you're very welcome. Okay, so you should come more often. You should move closer. Just think we could go to like have barbecue all the time and drink beers and all right, well, that's another time to talk about that. But let's introduce everybody. We have you. We have the drummer, very gregarious guy on social media, Tommy.
Yeah, that's
Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy, that's me.
Tommy Boy, that's you.
I'm on social media, yes.
Yeah, and that's your thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm the drummer and one of the former members of the band.
Yeah, one of the originals.
The originals, yeah. We got original members in this band. It's no...
I know. Yeah. All right, well, welcome back. Yeah, you were my drinking partner the other night.
Yeah, it was really nice. Nice to meet you again, and I'm used to try to support your show and like what you're doing, because I like to support great radio stations like this.
Appreciate it. Mm. All right. Yeah. And you, the lead singer over there, Ernest.
Yeah, that's me.
I know.
I think we're all originals.
Yeah, well... yeah, so welcome back. You know, it was nice to see you the other night. You were to my left the other day when we were having some dinner, and you drank some kind of a concoction that was like had ice in it, and you were smiling a lot. Was it good?
I never drink.
No,
you must have been someone else.
Oh, yeah, looks just like you.
No. My twin brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not true. All right. And you're one of the new members of the band. You are a guitar player.
I am a guitar player. We would be, you know what, without Tommy's social media, we wouldn't be here. You know, none of us. Not you either.
No. So we owe everything to him?
Yeah. That's how that works.
So, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. Jana, yeah, right?
Jana, that's my name.
Yeah. So Jana, how did you know? Sorry.
No.
I'm an American. I don't know anything. Okay. So how did you and these guys hook up?
Well, they ditched some members, and I
and we asked me to join. Talk about that.
Don't think
and
you
asked
do.
Me,
no.
Asked me to join, and I was in a ska band and some other projects, and I really liked the style. I'd see them before, and they have something
that
resonates very well with the live audience. So you can come and check that out tonight, actually.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all that stuff. Yeah. All right, welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you the other day, and glad you could make it back here today. And we have a new bass player, too, Ulrika.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. What's up with you? How did you get hooked up with these characters?
Well, Tom and I, we work in the same office. And one day he asked me if I wanted to play with his band, and I thought he was joking. Because I never played in a band before, and I was
what?
A beginner. I only played bass for 2 years when he asked. And I knew that the band was a band that had played a long time. But he gave me a few songs to listen to, and I had never listened to Gershman either. So I listened to the songs, and then I want to try. It's fun. And yeah,
I'm kind of blown away. I mean, it seems like you've been doing this forever. It's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, welcome. And then we have Mr. Keith Strang, who we all know from the Fleshtones. How you doing?
I'm doing real good.
Yeah, nice to see you today. And
good to be back.
How did you... I mean, you're not from Sweden, so they can talk about us.
No, I'm from Queens.
You're from Queens, yeah.
Can't you tell by the way I talk?
No.
we got to talk more.
Yeah,
say talk. Something. Say something.
Something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how did you... I want to talk about a little bit about the synergy that exists between your two bands. I mean, it just works. How did you guys hook up with these guys? I mean, how did you hook up with these guys?
Well, the Fleshtones were playing in Stockholm, about 15 years ago, and we needed a back line. And Stupidity were informed or asked if they could help the Fleshtones. And they complied, supplied great equipment, and then they were also playing on the same show.
Yeah.
And we saw them, we thought like, wow, check this out. You know, Sweden might be the rock and roll capital right at this moment when they were on stage playing.
Yeah.
So that's how we met. And then it turned into I really dig you guys. Can I maybe come on stage and play a few numbers? Because I was listening to their record, which was maybe even better than what they were doing live, you know? And they said, sure thing. So that's how it started, just by me stumbling on stage, doing some tracks, and having some fun.
Well, I'm so glad it happened, and you're all over this record. So the songwriting process, did you get involved with more than just stepping in? And I hear you.
I kind of became a member of the band.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was great. Everybody in the band contributes. It's just a wonderful process to watch Stupidity work right at this moment, actually. And that happens in any band's history, what a band is doing right at that moment in the studio. And right now, these guys are really percolating on all cylinders. You know,
They totally are.
Yeah. So I'm really glad to be part of this. And I was involved on every level. Not just getting in there and doing some lead guitar, you know. I mean, that's too easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't fulfill. But to be part of the band and be one of the members and to work on songs from the ground floor up, that's where it's at. And that's what I'm doing with these guys. And I love it.
It's exciting to have you in
that,
such
that
great
guy,
band.
He's fabulous in the studio.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's you can rely on him.
I bet.
Well, you know, you just got to love what you're doing. If you love what you're doing, then it's easy, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you can...
It's like you're a good cook, right?
Uh-huh.
You dig Italian cooking, right?
Yeah.
You're good at it? There you go. Same thing.
I mean, I guess it's like anything else, right? If you can... Because all of us have to find a vocation. And if you can find something to do that you love and get paid for it... Well, get paid for it.
Sometimes not so much, maybe.
But you guys are lucky then.
I think Keith was lucky too, because he was stuck in Stockholm during the pandemic. You know, everything was closed down, and he said, "You know, let's play." And we kept playing.
I was lucky to be in Stockholm during the pandemic because they had regulations and rules that everybody followed, but we could still meet and rehearse and go to a recording studio, which is exactly what we did.
Mm. Well, I've never been. I really want to go, but I would submit that there's probably worse places to be stuck during anything.
Oh,
I mean,
Stockholm.
Beautiful place.
I'm not stuck there. No. I love it. Yeah. It's my home. Yeah. I mean, I still love to come back to Queens, New York City. I was born there, and that is my home. And I'm very lucky to have grown up in New York City. But Stockholm? If you haven't been there, you're missing something.
Oh, I'm going.
You know, this is a way of life that a lot of the world should look at a little more carefully.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to do that.
There you go. We're waiting, right?
Yeah. There's a couch waiting for you.
So. We'll be there.
And actually, we started the writing of the songs in his girlfriend's kitchen.
Well, good songwriting always starts around a kitchen table. I've always done that with another guy I know, this guy Peter Zaremba. You know, some people call him the Count. Anyway, songwriting around the kitchen table is where it's at, you know.
Very cool. A lot of good things happen around the kitchen table, like eating Italian food, like you said.
There you go.
So why are all you guys here in the States? You're on a tour on the great Red on Red Records. I'm so glad that you hooked up with Justine.
Yeah.
What a great lady, and what a great, I mean, all the label mates you have are fantastic, right? Yeah. You must feel like you're like blessed to get on this label.
Yeah, I think it was a blast during the pandemic again, because we... had a chance to be on her internet shows, her band, you know, the video shows on YouTube, and then you could watch there, and that's one of the few chances to see bands for real, if you don't, you know, see them like taped from a empty room or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we discussed, and she invited us, and we started talking, and as I'm a pretty socialized person, I suggested that maybe we could work together, because I felt in some, you know, something between us, it really worked really well. And I met her for the first time since we talked first time in 2 years now, so it was really nice. And you know, she's as nice as I expected, and she works really, really hard. And I mean, that's what I really wanted, to choose her label and to get a chance to get shows to. And working with these other bands that she has, and you know, really nice people. And I knew some of the bands before, like Andrea Gillis, which I've known since 2007.
I was just gonna say,
MySpace that time, but I mean, that's another story. But you know, it's really, she's a wonderful person too, and so many nice people here. And we love Boston. It was the first place we came to in the States.
Yeah, first place.
Yeah.
Thanks to Andrea.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Mm.
Yeah, I was going to say that what I would say about Justine is she's the hardest worker that I know. And just a sweetheart. Really nice to work with her always. And Andrea Gillis, I know, last time you were here and you played the Middle East, it was 2018 or something, you got to play with her in Muck and the Myers. Oh. So you're pretty familiar with some of our bands around here. But let me tell everybody about where you're going to be until November 5th. You've got a bunch of stuff going on tonight, as a matter of fact. The Place to Be. A Red on Red sponsored show. It's a Halloween party at the French Club in Waltham with Andrea Gillis, Justine and the Unclean, Cold Expectations, Speed Fossil, and you will be there tonight. If you haven't got plans for tonight and you're thinking of something to do in Waltham, the French Club, I think believe it's $20 at the door. You can dress up if you want to. You don't have to. I might. I don't know. Not a full costume, because I would scare everybody. You guys don't even have to dress up. You look just Halloween-y anyway. But yeah, so French Club Waltham tonight. Tomorrow night it continues. If you're familiar with the Great Plow and Stars in Cambridge, they have a monthly event called the Mess Around. We have a special one tomorrow because Stupidity is going to be there. And the Mess Around is really acoustic mayhem. And you guys are going to play acoustic?
semi-acoustic.
Sort of.
Yeah, this is radio, so let me fill the audience in. He was just sort of wiggling his hand like, maybe.
I guess that means semi.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so Lee Harrington and Linda Mandolin, Linda Bean and Tim Gillis, they're from Chelsea Curve, Justine's Black Threads, which is Justine's acoustic band, and Mess Around regulars Jay Allen and Tom Baker will be there. Then on Halloween, there's another one. In Providence, the venue is called Dusk. That's with Soraya and Linnea's Garden. Are you familiar with Linnea's Garden?
Yeah.
No,
just
yeah.
Just a fantastic local, but you'll love her. I don't know why this is, but like many rock and rollers, she's a scientist when she's not playing guitar. Don't know why. Smart people are.
Well, yeah, I'm a teacher, so.
Yeah?
I'm smart, too.
we believe you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's make a note. Tommy is smart. All right. Then on November 1st, it continues. You're going to be in New Haven, Connecticut at Cafe 9 with Soraya and Dan Soto's Official Energy. And then we've got three more shows. November 2nd, you're going to be in Troy, New York, playing again with Soraya at Hangar on the Hudson. Then you got a day off on the 3rd, and you're heading to Manhattan. You're going to, I'm sure, take advantage of that. Have some fun in Manhattan.
Buy things.
And then you're back on November 4th at a venue called Berlin Under A with Soraya and Baez? Not familiar with that band name. Do you guys know?
Yeah, it's two guitar players that have played with Soraya. So that's and they have like a band. It's like, I think it's more progressive kind of rock. I mean, it sounds good, the things I've heard.
Yeah, cool. And then you have one more show after that. On November 5th, you're going to be in New Jersey, Ringwood, to be specific. A place called Live at Drew's, and that's just you guys?
Yes, just us. And Drew is famous for having us had bands in his house. It's his home. He has bands.
Really?
He has bands there since 2012, I think. He had, you know, like big artists like Steve Wynn and lots of people have played them, Will and I, things like that. So that's pretty cool. So people come there. It's more very intimate feeling. He has a really big house. Sometimes in the summer he has it outside and now it's inside. So, I mean, it's very interesting show
very
to
nice.
Do. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. I think Keith has played there.
You played?
Oh, a couple of times with the Fleshtones and the Split Squad. I've had Clem Burke in Drew's living room.
Yeah.
That's where the shows are usually placed.
I wish I could go.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a great place. It's a great show to go to and to play. Looking forward.
Very cool. So I know we went through, for everybody listening, I know we went through all those pretty quickly, but that schedule is online. You can see it everywhere. It's posted on my show post as well. We'll go over it again before we break today, too. So let's continue some more music from your latest record, which is Waking Up the Band. I want to play this song, which is kind of different. It's got some sitar on it, and it's really out of your... I just loved it the second I heard it. I'm sure it came about on a kitchen table conversation, but how did this come about, Magical Girl?
It's not on the kitchen table, in fact.
No.
It came about, I'm a bit, Ulrika is mostly responsible for it, I can say, but I was making a drum, I had a drum beat in my head. I had like, you know, mixed up some old psychedelic bands, I listened to some Beatles songs, and I was getting a drum beat in my head, and I said to Ulrika, let's listen to this drum beat, and I recorded just the drums throughout the song, and I gave it to her, and she added this really beautiful bass line. And that's how the song is really, I mean, the bass and drums really made the song from the beginning, and we added the other stuff and added some, you know, changes, but that was the building of it. So that's what Keith said, that everyone collaborates in the making.
You're looking at a factory.
Yeah.
That produces very fine rock and roll right at this moment.
And it's very much an ambiance or an environment of yes. So everything that comes in is yes. And then we try to find what is our song in this context. You know?
I like that environment. I want to live in that environment.
Yeah, please, join us.
Can you lend me money?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. So, Ricky, do you have anything? So tell me a little bit about Magical Girl from your perspective, since you're being touted as very involved in this song.
Well, it was just what I heard when I heard the drums. So Well,
it is very psychedelic kind of a thing. Yeah. All right, let's let everybody hear that. And after that, I'm going to play Stupid Like Me.
Mm-hmm.
And well, not like me, but who then? I don't. Okay.
Oh, I got you. All right. And we're on the radio, baby. This is taped. Oh, or whatever it is.
Oh, so you think we're people actually listening out there? That's what you think?
I'm sure there's tens of thousands of people of taking notes right at this moment.
Tens, anyway.
And one in Australia, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so Stupid Like Me, a little bit about that song.
Well, aren't we?
Yeah.
No, well, I think we, what was the title, the first title?
It was Crazy, you said, I have this song called Crazy Like Me.
Yeah, Crazy Like Me,
And then I came in with this idea around Crazy Like Me. Then we were at the rehearsal space, and I think Tommy just stands up and says, like, declares this should actually be Stupid Like Me. I mean, the group is called Stupidity. I was like, well, that's pure logic. Yeah. So, voila, Stupid Like Me, Stupid Like Everything. So, there you go.
And
so
actually, I think it's. I don't think, I know, that the lyrics is by Mr. Keith Strang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if maybe you should retract that.
And also Stupid.
I think it's
stupid
too late.
People
stupid
might come
times,
from it.
Right?
It's too late. All right, let's start with Magical Girl. If you guys out there haven't heard this yet, this is really pretty cool. Tommy's drum beat started the whole thing. He's got a sitar.
It's Mike Giblin on the sitar.
Oh.
He mastered the whole album, too. He's playing with Keith in Split Squad.
He's one of my partners in crime.
Yeah.
These are also my partners in crime. Yes. Stupidity.
Yeah, I need to tell you, the production on the record is terrific.
Yeah.
No, they're not guilty. Well, that's what they proclaim anyway. We'll just go with not guilty. All right, here is from their latest record called Waking Up the Band. This is Magical Girl at WMFO.
Girl, she's a magical girl. Oh, yeah.
WMFO, Medford, 10:42 in the morning. Mike with members of Stupidity right here in front of us. Woo! So glad you guys are here. Yeah! All right. We just heard Stupid Like Me from Waking Up the Band, as well as Magical Girl, also from the same great record, their latest, again called Waking Up the Band. And I want to sort of spotlight Mr. Keith Strang, who, as we said, is all over this record and is a huge contributor to this. I want to sort of let the audience hear why this works so well, because your band, The Fleshtones, as you alluded to, started out in Queens. Yeah. And I guess that you hadn't played before, but you had a roommate and you decided to start playing. And you picked up a guitar and found some neighbors that joined the band, and that's kind of how it formed. Is that true?
That's very rough.
Yeah.
What you described.
Mm-hmm.
But generally correct.
Okay. Well,
we started the band in a house I was renting in Queens, New York, where I grew up.
Yeah.
We found guitars. Upon renting the house, we went to the basement to see
what
was in it.
That's what I read, yeah.
I was going to set up my drum set. I was a drummer at the time. We found guitars there, these Japanese guitars that were abandoned. And we just plugged them into these guitar amplifiers, turned them full volumes. Of course, we combined that with fuzz boxes, and voila, the Fleshtones were created.
Uh-huh. Is it true the first place that you guys played, or one of the first places, was CBGB's?
Well, we did play audition night. Of course, the first place we played was in
your
the
living
house
room,
that I
yeah.
was. I was.
I saw that coming all the way down the street.
You know, we were having blue whale parties at least once a week, and of course, that made it necessary to have rock and roll music, very loud and fun, mm-hmm. that you can dance to.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the police were there, and they even knew my name.
Were they invited, or?
Yes, because the neighbors complained. So I call that an invitation rather than a complaint or being ticketed for noise pollution.
Why not? Sure. Let's call it an invitation.
From there, we thought, like, well, this is kind of fun. At least 35 of our friends dig this.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens if we go and audition on Tuesday night at CBGB's. That was audition night or audition afternoon.
Yeah.
I can tell you the phone number is 212-982-4052, because I called it every day.
You have to.
Every minute to get an audition.
You have to.
And we passed the audition. I don't know how we did.
Mr. Lennon.
Hilly Crystal said to us after the audition, he goes, you know, you guys aren't really that good, but there's something here.
Yeah. All you need is a little something.
Yeah, and here I am. So that's basically the start of the Fleshtones. This is like all around 1975.
Yep, and I think American Beat came out really in 1982-ish, kind
of? Well, actually, there's a couple of versions because of the band's history and recording history with different labels. The first version was a single released in 1978 on a label called Red Star Records that was owned and distributed by Marty Sow. Marty Sow, who... big history with rock and roll. Anyway, it was his label, and that was the first version of American Beat, backed by a song I wrote called Critical List. Years go by, and it was re-released, re-recorded, and produced by Richard Goddard. It was called American Beat 84. It wound up in a movie with Tom Hanks called Bachelor Party. They liked the song so much, they gave us a whole bunch of money to make a video. It became actually the single from the movie to promote the movie.
That's all
good.
But
I still didn't get my hit. And you know something, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. So what I want to do is I want to play this track called American Beat. I got it, and I think it's from the original vinyl from what I read.
You know, when I hear it, I can tell you all about
it. All right, well, this is American Beat, whichever version it is, from the Fleshtones. And everybody check this out, because you'll see why the synergy works with these two bands. This is WMFO.
Yeah.
So that was one of the original Fleshtone songs, and the man himself, that was the original version, right?
You got it. We recorded that with Marty Sow, 1978 Red Star Records, which was a revolutionary record label at the time.
Very cool. So you can hear how the synergy worked, and I understand what you said now. When you heard these guys, something clicked, because that's your jam, kind of.
Yeah, well, yeah. What really clicked was that they were...
That's your jam. Did I just say that out loud?
You did. You did, and I'm going to allow that at the moment.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Judge.
But anyway, this is a great rock and roll band, and everybody out there listening to this station right now, you better do the right thing and come to the show tonight.
Oh my God.
Otherwise, you're going to just read about it, see video clips on Facebook or whatever the hell you're looking at, and it won't matter. You weren't there, but I was, and I was waiting.
Yeah, it's called FOMO, fear of missing out. I mean, who needs that? I don't want to be diagnosed with that ever.
There's enough mentally ill people. I shouldn't have said that. Anyway.
Okay. So,
take your medication.
Want to play a couple more songs from Stupidity's great record called Waking Up the Band. I want to play two more, at least, called On the Run and Liar, Liar. What can you tell me about those two songs, you guys?
I think I'm responsible. On the Run is original and old song that I wrote with Tommy. We had a band in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah, but that song never became anything.
Yeah.
So I found this cassette, and I played the cassette, and then I thought that maybe we can try it with this band instead.
Lucky us.
Yeah. And then we rearranged it and things like that.
Well, yes. Because songs
he
are
likes
never,
the recycling.
Here, songs are never really done. Let's just admit
it.
Yeah. All right, and Liar, Liar.
Liar, Liar. That's my responsibility, too. It's you can say it like this. It's... inspired by a guy with orange, you know.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, Mango Mussolini, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What a great name.
It's 100 years.
I've never heard that one.
It's 100 years, not a jubilee, because Mussolini took the power in Italy.
Yes.
1922, remember
there's a lot of parallels, okay. Aren't there? Yeah. Well, let's not go down that road, because that's a bad thing. All right, so let's play these two tracks. We're going to play On the Run and then followed up by Liar, Liar, and we'll come back and we'll do whatever we have time for. This is WMFO with Stupidity in Studio A. WMFO, about 10:57 in the morning. I'm Mike with the great band Stupidity from Stockholm, Sweden, the rock and roll capital of the world. All right, so we're just finishing up. I want to thank you guys. We're going to go out and play your latest single called The Murder of Love. But before we do, thank you so much. Please make it sooner than 6 years the next time you come back and visit. You know, let's not have another pandemic, you know, Tommy. Let's not cause another thing like you did. We all know you did.
It's my fault, too. Yeah. Most things are my fault these days.
All right.
Even that we're here.
Well, thank you, all of you. Remember, these guys are on tour. And tonight, you don't want to miss this show because you'll have a terrible case of FOMO, fear of missing out, and you don't want that. Tonight at the French Club in Waltham with Andre Gillis Band, Justine and the Unclean, Cold Expectations, Speed Fossil, and somebody else, who was there? Oh yeah, Stupidity. They're headlining tonight. Yeah, I was just kidding. That's just what I did. Okay, so thank you so much. I'm going to end with your newest single called The Murder of Love.
Yeah.
Quickly, what's new with this? How did this song come about?
It's an old song too.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, actually from the 80s too.
Okay.
That's the same cassette band.
Cassette.
All gold on that cassette.
Yeah, that cassette should be like bronzed or something.
We keep it in a vault.
All right, thank you guys. All right, this is The Murder of Love, brand new noise from Stupidity.
Great song.
Oh yeah, and Something About the Women is coming up. Oh my God, Kirsten almost killed me. And Ulrike is going to stay on mic, so you can chat a little bit. And it's her coming back after being away. What?
I was just going to say, we don't normally have male vocals on Something About the Women, but we want to celebrate women who are on other instruments in the band.
Okay.
Yay.
All right. Something About the Women with Kirsten making her big return today. All right. Thanks, Stupidity. Thanks, everybody. This is The Murder of Love. Thank you guys so much.
I love this song.
All right. Take care.
You too.